In just a moment, we switch controls to California to the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink. And today, starring one of Hollywood's finest character actresses, Sarah Allgood. There's the signal. We take you now to Hollywood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities. Every week, a new story. And every week, the same delicious drink, Dairy Rich. And here is our charming star to say a quick hello before curtain time. As Irish as the title of today's play, an alumna of the famous Abbey Players, and a grand actress whom you've seen in such pictures as Kitty and The Spiral Staircase, Sarah Allgood. Sarah, welcome to Stars Over Hollywood.
Thank you, Art. It's my first visit, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
And so are we, Sarah. We've all seen you in so many pictures, and we're looking forward to your next one. But today it's radio, and a story about the Golden Shamrock.
Sure, and if it's a story about a shamrock, I'm ready.
We're ready and eager, and our curtain goes up in just a moment. With shortages of meat and cheese, are you finding difficulty in serving balanced meals? Finding that the family is grumbly about the shortage of protein in the diet? Then here's a hint. Help balance the meal by serving Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. You see, this swell-tasting dairy drink is rich in milk solids, finest kind of protective food values. And that includes protein, so necessary to energy and well-being. By serving Dairy Rich, you'll give your meal variety and taste thrill. And at the same time, be sure the family's getting a good supply of high-grade food values. Dairy Rich is delicious hot or cold. So you can give each member of the family his choice. Now, to be sure that you get genuine Dairy Rich, the delicious food drink that nourishes as it refreshes, look for this name, Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. You'll love it. Dairy Rich presents The Golden Shamrock, an original radio play starring Sarah Allgood. On the Isle of Erin, the land of the shamrock and the Blarney Stone, lives a wee slip of a woman, Katie O'Halloran. Katie, a widow these past 15 years, has raised two strapping sons and sent them off to war, never to return again. God's will be done, said Katie, and went about the business of living the life of a lone woman. Then, into her life came two more boys.
Shoo! Shoo, you spalpeens! Shoo! Go on with you now. The idea, eating up me garden seed. Shoo, 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 shoo,
shoo. Hey, hello there.
Well, what do you mean, running that contraption up into me yard and scaring me chickens so they won't lay for a week?
Ah, gee, it's only a jeep. We're sorry.
And, well, you should be. And what would you be wanting?
Well, ma'am, would you happen to know of a Mrs. O'Halloran living around these parts?
I'm Mrs. O'Halloran herself.
Well, we, Eddie and me, that is, we was friends of Mike and Pat O'Halloran in England.
What? Friends of me boys? Why didn't you say so? Oh, the top of the morning to you. Come right on into the house and I'll fix you a bite to eat. I hope you're hungry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Joe and me, we're powerful hungry.
Yeah, we ain't had no grub since last night.
Well, we'll soon fix that. Come on in, friends of me blessed boys.
Well, that's right friendly of you, ma'am.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it.
Sit down, boys, sit down.
I'm Joe O'Malley and...
Joseph O'Malley, a fine Irish name. A fine broth of a boy you are, too. Though I don't quite place your accent.
That's Brooklyn. I'm Eddie Turner from Oklahoma.
Two fine lads. And where did you meet my Mike and Pat?
Well, we met them one Sunday in London. We wasn't introduced formally, you understand. Mm-hmm. Eddie here and me as privates in the U.S. Army. And we was rolling the ivories when Mike and Pat comes up to
rolling us. Rolling the ivories? Oh, and what would that be?
Joe means we were playing the piano.
Are you kidding? Ouch!
As I was saying, ma'am, We were playing a piano.
Yeah, yeah, we was playing a piano.
That's a grand thing to be doing on Sunday. Me boys love to sing hymns.
Yeah, that's right. We were playing a piano and singing hymns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was too sweet for words. Anyway, one thing led to another, and we got into a brawl. Oh, boy, did that Mike have a terrific left.
At the piano, we mean. Don't you, Joe?
Yeah, at the piano. Well, anyway, after that, we was all buddies.
They were very good boys, my Mike and Pat, rest their souls.
They went down fighting, ma'am.
Their dear deceased father would have been proud of them.
They was nice kids.
Well, it was kind of you boys to be visiting me. You'll stay a while, won't you?
Well, ma'am, you see, we have a month's furlough, and we thought we'd sort of like to see Ireland before we go back to the States.
Yeah, but we're just about out of dough now.
Dough?
Joe means we spend all our money.
Then you'll spend the rest of your time right here with me. Oh, it'll be good to do for boys again.
You mean that, Mrs. O'Hara?
No kidding.
I wouldn't hear of letting you go.
Well, now, that's right nice of you.
Oh, sure is. We only got a week left, but gee, we hate to go back.
Then it's settled. You'll stay here.
Well, thank you kindly, Mrs. O'Halloran.
And that's about enough of that Mrs. O'Halloran talk. Call me Katie.
Okay, Katie. Say, what do you do for fun around here?
You'll help around the place. That's what you'll do.
Nothing of the sort. You'll both rest and let me be getting some meat on your bones. You're a skinny-looking pair at that.
You're the doc.
Now, don't you worry, Mrs. Katie. We'll be a big help to you. I come from a farm. I know all about farming.
Yeah, me old man used to own a vegetable pushcart down on Pitkin Avenue, so anything you want, just ask us.
Well, we'll be seeing about that after a bit. Right now, let's be finding out what you can do to a good breakfast.
Ah, gee, it sure is peaceful around here.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of home.
Yes, Mike and Pat used to sit on the steps with me like this of a summer evening. Many a good talk we had out here.
Well, they must have been real proud having you for a mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be handing me that kind of bland.
No, I mean it. You know, you remind me a lot of my mother.
She'd be a good woman to have raised a fine lad as you, Eddie.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, this is sure different than sitting on our fire escape in Brooklyn. I remember when we was kids, we used to sit out on it. Six of us there was. We used to play pinochle and listen to Mr. and Mrs. O'Connell fight. It makes me homesick just to think about
it. Listen. You can almost hear the little people.
Beg pardon me?
The little people. You can almost be hearing them. Rustling around in the grass.
Are you kidding, Katie?
You mean to say you never heard tell of the little people? A fine Irish lad like you, Joseph?
Oh. Are they friends of yours?
Sure. They're great friends of mine. Ever since I was a little girl, it's been me that set a pan of milk on the doorstep for them at night.
You mean like elves and fairies?
Well, you might call them that. Oh, they're a sly lot they are. They're forever scared in the chickens at night and getting into all sorts of divment. And every night they drink off milk and toss the pan into the yard.
Honest?
Sure. And they haven't failed me yet. They're a wise lot, too. Didn't they tell me to run off and marry Patrick, my dear husband, rest his soul?
You mean they told you to marry him?
Well, you see, if a girl has been courted and can't be making up her mind, the little people will leave a golden shamrock on her doorstep while she's been courted by the right man.
Aha! You don't believe that.
It's me that knows it for a fact. There was a golden shamrock left on me doorstep one night when Patrick was courting me. And I often married him the very next day.
Well, was there another man, too?
Sure there was, Danny O'Shea. And glad I am I married Patrick. Even though he never did earn a penny in his life, he was a good man.
Now, what happened to poor Danny O'Shea?
Poor Danny, indeed. He's the wealthiest man from here to Dublin, and the meanest and the biggest miser. He'd steal a shilling from his own mother. It's glad I am I didn't marry Daniel O'Shea.
They left a golden shamrock on your doorstep? No fooling?
Sure as me name is Katie O'Halloran.
Huh. I ain't never believed in fairies.
Well, it's time you did, then. Listen to them now, listen. They're all about.
Well, I hear crickets.
Well, if you listen, you'll hear them.
Jeez, they sure make a racket, don't they?
That's a horse coming up the road, you harebrained.
Oh.
That it is. Now, who could be calling at this hour?
Hello there.
Oh, it's that Danny O'Shea.
Katie O'Halloran.
Well, ain't you going to talk to him?
You can be telling Danny O'Shea that I'm out.
But, ma'am, he's no further away from you than I am.
Tell him I'm out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but Mrs. O'Halloran ain't here.
Oh, brother.
Then you wouldn't be fooling me now. Well, you listen to me, Katie O'Halloran. I've come to have a word with you and have it I will.
Eddie, tell the man that I'm not speaking to the likes of him.
Well, I'm right sorry, sir, but Mrs. O'Halloran rather not speak to you.
All right, all right. But you just be telling Mrs. Katie O'Halloran that the payment on her farm comes due tomorrow and I'm expecting the money on time.
Tell Mr. O'Shea that he never once had to wait for his money and he's not likely to be having to worry about it now.
And where would you be getting it?
I'll thank you to be minding your own business, Daniel O'Shea.
And what would you be calling it if not my business?
Eddie, tell that man to go home.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing of the sort. Just you mind that if you're not ready with the payment in time, I'm taking over your farm.
Hey, now, just a minute.
And none of your lip, you young puppy.
I have a feeling you better leave, Mr. O'Shea.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get that feeling, too.
Maybe Mr. O'Shea would be needing some help to get on his horse, boys.
I'll not be needing any help at all, at all. I've said my say and I'll take my leave. But just you be remembering, Katie O'Halloran, that if you don't have the £2 payment tomorrow, you'd best be finding another place to live.
You'll be getting off my property, and quick, before the boys help you off.
And it's glad I am that poor Patrick married you and not me.
Oh, go on with you. Go on with you, you limb of Satan.
Well, I see what you mean about being glad you didn't marry Mr. O'Shea, ma'am. He's a meanin'.
And that he is.
Oh, maybe he is or maybe he ain't.
What do you mean by that, Joe? Any man who'd pick on a helpless woman, why, we'd run him out of town back home.
Sure, and I wish the farm was paid for, so I'd be done with that man.
Well, you ain't gonna have trouble making a payment, are you, Katie?
Well, you really do have the money, don't you?
No, boys, I haven't.
Holy jumping God, but my goodness, what you gonna do?
Just don't be worrying your heads about me.
But, ma'am, that man'll have you out of here no time flat if you don't have the money.
It'll be all right. I'll have the money when the time comes.
Oh, you know where you can get it, huh?
Boys, I let you in on a little secret.
Yeah? What?
For these 3 years past, I haven't had the money for the payment.
Oh, and the old guy didn't bounce you?
Didn't what?
He means Mr. O'Shea didn't put you out.
And why should he be doing that? Should he got his £2?
Yeah, but you just said...
I said I didn't have the money.
Well, then how did you pay O'Shea?
The little people.
Oh, not that again.
Oh, you may not be believing it, Joseph, but it's the truth.
Well, you will admit, Katie, it's a little hard to understand.
Not at all. Ever since me boys went away, when the payment comes due, the little people leave the £2 on me doorstep, and they'll be doing it this time again.
Gee, I wish I could be as sure as you are.
Now, just you be waiting, and you'll see.
I sure do hope so, ma'am. I sure do.
Morning.
Hiya, Katie. What's cooking?
Porridge.
Say, you look mighty unhappy, ma'am. Is anything wrong?
Didn't them little fairies come through with the moolah?
Now, I won't be having you boys worrying your heads about me on your holiday.
You didn't get the money this time, did you, Katie?
No, Eddie, I didn't.
Well, how do you like that?
Yeah, what do we do now?
Well, I can always go stay with my sister in Dublin.
You'd hate leaving here, wouldn't you, Katie?
Yes. I raised my boys in this house.
Well, don't you give it another thought, Katie, because you ain't leaving here.
But what are we going to do, Joe? We're broke.
Well, I'll poke the old guy right in the kisser.
Now, don't get carried away, son. Remember, he's an old man.
I wouldn't want you to be hurting Danny. You understand?
Uh-huh. That's all I wanted to know.
Hey, now, just what do you have up your sleeve, Joe?
Me arm.
Yeah, you're cooking something up in that mite-sized brain of yours.
I can't understand it. The little people have never forgotten me before.
Well, maybe there was a good reason this time, Katie, huh?
But I've done not a thing wrong. I've never been one to forget their milk.
Hey, just what are you driving at, Joe?
Ain't you the nosy one, though? Now, suppose you just leave everything to Joe O'Malley. You ain't gonna lose your house, Katie.
Now, just you be watching what you do, Joseph, me boy. For I'll not be standing for any monkey shines.
And don't get any bright ideas about selling that Jeep either, lame brain. I want to get back to Oklahoma sometime before I'm too old to enjoy it.
Oh, I ain't selling no Jeep. What do you think, I'm stupid?
If only me boys were here now.
Now, it's gonna be all right, Katie. I told Pat and Mike I'd look in on their mother if anything happened to them, and I'm a gentleman of my word. You ain't gonna have to leave here.
Ah... That's wonderful. As sure as my name is Katie O'Halloran, I believe you, Joseph, me boy. I believe you.
curtain falls on Act One of Stars Over Hollywood, which today brings you Sarah Allgood as the star of The Golden Shamrock. In a moment, she returns in Act Two. With warm weather coming on, my lady of the house is looking for ways to cut short her hours in the kitchen. Well, here's one way. Serve dairy-rich, chocolate-flavored drink with family meals. No more putting in double time preparing one drink for the children and another for the grown-ups. Not when there's one single drink, Dairy Rich, that pleases, yes, delights every member of the family. That superb, marvelous Dairy Rich chocolate flavor just hits the spot for everyone. And Dairy Rich is a real time saver. You see, this fresh dairy drink comes all ready to serve. You merely pour Dairy Rich into a pan, heat, and there you are, a big steaming cup of delicious flavor. And listen, when you serve Dairy Rich for breakfast, you're not only saving time, you're also sending the children off to school, the grown-ups off to work, with a cup full of the finest kind of nourishment. The kind of nourishment that will stay by them. And now that other time taker between meal lunches. If there's a quart of Dairy Rich in the refrigerator, you handle the whole situation with a single remark, help yourself. So why not try this delicious, nourishing time saver? Order a quart of Dairy Rich today, and be sure to look for this name on the bottle cap. D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H. Dairy Rich, chocolate-flavored drink. Now back to Ireland and the Golden Shamrock, starring Sarah Allgood. Katie O'Halloran has had her faith in the little people shaken when they failed to leave her £2 payment for her farm on her doorstep last night. And it looks pretty much as though she'll lose the place to Danny O'Shea. However, with the United States Army on the job, represented by Joe O'Malley and Eddie Turner, anything can happen. It's just after breakfast now, and the two boys are planting potatoes a few feet from the house.
Well, if you ask me, your loco is a cuckoo, Bertie. If you think there's any love lost between Katie and Danny O'Shea...
Yeah? Well, that shows just how much you know about the psychological problems of the human mind.
Now, you can't tell me there's any love there.
I can't tell you nothing, but you can take my word for it. I ain't lived with me old man and me old lady all these years without learning something about true love. Did you see how scared Katie got when she thought I was going to go over and slug that guy?
Well, she's just a sweet, gentle little old woman.
Ah, nuts. She's got a soft spot in her heart for the old buzzard.
Yeah, you got a soft spot in your head. Do you think O'Shea'd be putting Katie out of her house if he loved her?
You know, that's the only thing I ain't been able to figure out. It's screwy, all right, but you mark my words. There's a reason for it, and I'm going to find out just what it is.
Holy jumping catfish, Joe Pye.
Huh? There. Yeah. Look who's walking up the road.
Yeah. Danny O'Shea. That means trouble, sure enough.
Nah. Just let me handle the guy. Hey, Mr. O'Shea. I want to have a little man-to-man talk with you.
What are you wanting of me?
I'm Joe O'Malley. Eddie Turner and me are spending a few days with Katie O'Halloran. You seen us last night, remember?
And will I remember?
Joseph, Eddie, where are you?
Hey, listen, Eddie, you go in the house and keep Katie busy.
Okay, but don't you go getting any more of your wild schemes, Joe O'Malley.
Boys, where are you?
Go on before she sees us.
I'm coming, Katie. What is all this shilly-shallying, boy?
Now, look, Mr. Roche, we don't have much time, so I'll talk fast. You still love Katie O'Halloran, don't you?
Nothing of the sort.
Don't hand me that line of baloney. I know love when I see it.
Well, then... All right, boy, I do. I have loved her these many years, but she can't be standing the sight of me.
I ain't so sure of that either.
Didn't she run off and marry that good-for-nothing Patrick O'Halloran? And was me own golden shamrock, too. Didn't I gild it and put it on her doorstep? And that Patrick saw me put it there and locked me in a barn and courted her.
And she thought the fairies meant for her to marry him.
She did.
Uh-huh.
And haven't I been a-living a £2 payment for the farm and a doorstep these past 3 years?
So, it's been you.
It has, indeed. But this time I didn't leave it. I thought perhaps she'd have me for a husband if she had no place to be living.
Not bad. Look, maybe she will at that. I got a plan.
Joseph O'Malley, where are you now?
Hey, she's coming out here. Now, look, you do what I say and everything's going to be fine.
Hey, what's wrong with you, boy? You've torn my coat.
Don't worry about nothing. Here, lean on me.
Joseph, what would you be doing with that man?
Groan, Mr. O'Shea, groan.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, what's wrong with you, Danny? Joseph O'Malley, what have you done to Danny? I told you I wouldn't be having you hurt him.
I ain't done nothing.
Don't be standing there and telling me that. Look at the poor man.
Why, Katie, you do care what happens to
nothing me. Nothing of the sort. I'll just not be having any bloodshed on my land.
He fell off his horse.
What? Fell off his horse? That's strange. A fine horseman like Danny O'Shea thrown from his horse.
Oh,
me poor man. Don't just be standing there, Joseph. Help me to get him into the house.
Okay, Katie. You get on the other side of him. Here, we'll help him.
I'm not so sure that I can be making it to the house. It might be better to let me die.
Oh, hist now, Danny. Hist, you'll not be dying. Eddie! Hold the door open.
What's going on?
Oh, pipe down and help us.
Easy now, Danny. Easy.
My leg. Sure, and it's killing me.
Oh, you son of a cowhand. Did you hit that old man?
Oh, keep your shirt on. He fell off his horse.
What horse? He didn't.
Oh, it's Nanny Akincray, you schlemiel.
Well,
Help me put him on the couch, boys. There now, Danny. You'll be fine in a minute.
My arm. Tis my arm.
Your arm? I thought it was your leg was hurt.
My leg and my arm, too.
Eddie, will you be getting me a pan of water and a clean cloth from the kitchen?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Joseph, you'll find some ointment on the chest in me bedroom. Hurry now. Shh, don't be making a sound, boys. He's asleep.
Oh, we'll be quiet like little mouses.
He'll be better when he wakes up.
You know, Katie, I've been thinking. Maybe you should ought to get married again.
And who would be having an old woman like me?
Oh, you ain't so old. And you need someone to sort of look after you.
Sure would be a good idea, ma'am.
Go on with you now.
No fooling. Now, you take Danny, for instance. He'd marry you in a minute.
Oh, what makes you so sure of that, Joseph?
Well, I'm just sure, that's all.
You wouldn't have been talking to over with Danny now, would you?
Well...
Katie, darling.
Oh, there's something strange going on around here, and I'll be finding out what it is. Come along, boys.
Katie, darling, where are you?
I'm right beside you, Danny O'Shea. You're looking right at me. Danny O'Shea, get up off that couch.
Oh, Katie.
You heard me? I've had enough of these shenanigans. You'll be getting yourself up and out of here.
Oh, don't be getting mad, Katie.
Don't be getting mad, is it? You'll be seeing how mad Katie O'Halloran can get if you aren't out of here in 2 minutes.
All right, if that's the way you're feeling.
That's the way I'm feeling.
Yeah, but Katie, if you ain't sweet on the guy, why was you so nice to him when you thought he was hurt?
Sure, and I'd be every bit as concerned with the cow that was ailing.
Then I'll be leaving Katie O'Halloran. But I want you to know that any time you're wanting to be my wife, I'll be waiting.
Sure, and you'll have a long wait for that, Danny O'Shea. You'll have a long wait.
Joe, what the devil are you up to now?
Looks kind of pretty, don't it?
Yeah, what is it?
Ain't you never seen a shamrock before?
Oh, sure, but not a gold one.
Well, this is a special kind of shamrock.
Where'd you get it?
Danny O'Shea gave it to me this morning.
Danny O'Shea?
Yeah, and if this don't do the trick, nothing will.
Oh, I get it.
You get it. Yeah, I always did say you was a smart guy, Eddie. Hey, where's Katie?
She's sitting out on the doorstep and looking mighty unhappy, if you ask me.
Well, we'll soon fix that. Danny will be here tonight. He's going to propose to her again, and she's going to find a golden shamrock that was left by the little fairies, just so she'll know she's supposed to marry him.
I hope you know what you're doing.
It can't fail. From now on, you can call me Cupid O'Malley.
Oh, brother.
I'm going to sneak around to the side of the house while I'm sitting on the porch tonight and toss this thing on the steps when she ain't looking. Then you can join me and we'll watch the fun.
Sure, and it's a beautiful night. I'd like to have a word with you, Katie O'Halloran.
There wouldn't be anything you could say would be interesting me, Danny O'Shea.
Will you not be sending me off before I've finished?
Oh, wouldn't I now?
Katie, will you marry me?
That I will not. And if it's that you've come to talk about, I'll thank you to be leaving.
All right, Katie. If you won't, you won't. But there's something I'll be giving you then.
Oh, so Danny O'Shea, if you can't be having your way, you'll be putting me out of me house.
No, Katie. It's the deed of the farm I'm giving you.
The deed to the farm?
It's your own now, Katie.
Huh?
And you'll be having no more worries.
Oh, but I can't be having you do that.
Sure, and I love you more than you know, Katie. And I'll always love you.
Oh, Danny O'Shea, you're a better man than I thought.
Thank you, Katie. And now I'll believe me.
Danny, wait.
Yes, Katie?
I want to be thanking you from the bottom of my heart.
Goodbye now, Katie.
Goodbye, Danny. Oh, Danny!
Is there something else you'd be wanting, Katie?
Danny, will you look here now? Look what's beside me on the doorstep.
What is it? Well, bless me if it isn't a golden shamrock.
Danny, do you know what that means?
And what does it mean, Katie?
Danny O'Shea, you know as well as I do what it means when the blessed little people are leaving a golden shamrock on a woman's doorstep.
It seems to me I did hear tell that once if a golden shamrock is left on a girl's doorstep when she's been courted by a man, it's meant for her to marry him.
Danny, you're a good man, and it's wise the little people are.
Then you will be marrying me, Katie O'Halloran.
That I will, Danny.
Oh, Katie, darling. You'll never be sorry that you won't. I'm a rich man, Katie, and you'll never be worrying again.
Sure, it isn't the money I'll be marrying you for, Danny.
Oh, I'm the happiest man in all Ireland tonight, Katie, darling. It's been many long years I've been waiting for this. We'll be married tomorrow at my house. And then we go on a long trip.
Mrs. Katie O'Shea. Oh, Danny, Danny. It's a happy woman I am tonight. I feel like a girl again.
It's a girl you are, Katie. My girl.
Oh, I must be telling the boys. They'll be so happy. Eddie, Joe.
Oh, you calling us, Katie?
Yeah, we're here, ma'am.
Well, now, it didn't take you long to get here.
Oh, we was just around the other side of the house, looking at the moon.
Boys, it's wonderful news I have for you tonight.
Sure enough, Katie?
Well, tell us quick. The suspense is killing me.
It's about Katie and me.
We're going to be married tomorrow.
You don't say.
Well, I'll be a two-toed son of a rattlesnake.
And it's that happy I am, boys.
Well, there'll be a lot of things to be getting ready for tomorrow, Katie. So, if you'll be walking with me to the road, I'll say goodnight.
That I will, Danny, darling. I'll hurry back, boys.
Good night to you, boys. And thank you.
Come along, Katie.
Ah, it's fine. I feel belonging to a good man like you, Danny O'Shea.
Well, that did it. I sure do hand it to you, Joe.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
What? You know, Eddie, I've been thinking. Eddie, do you believe in them little fairies?
Are you kidding?
Well, then do me a favor and explain this, will you?
Hey, that's the golden shamrock. Now, where'd you get it?
That's just it. I was just going to toss it on the doorstep when Katie found her own.
You mean you didn't?
I never had a chance to do it.
Well, I'll be a double-barreled son of a polecat.
Final curtain falls on Stars Over Hollywood, which today headlines Sarah Allgood in the delightful comedy The Golden Shamrock. In a moment, our star will be back for her curtain call. Just because you can't always get things at just the time you want them these days of shortages doesn't mean you have to go without them completely. If in your locality you can't always get Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink on the very day you order it, here's what we'd suggest. Place your order several days in advance. And when your Dairy Rich is delivered, you'll find it well worth waiting for. Because when on the bottle cap you find the name D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H, Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink, you're going to enjoy the finest of all. Here again is Sarah Allgood, our wonderful Irish star for today. Sarah, you gave us a very enjoyable performance this fine morning.
Well, after all, Art, a story of old Ireland is pretty close to my heart. I had a wonderful time.
I'll remind all our listeners to watch for your return to our program, because now that you've been here once, we want you back again.
And just name the day, Art, and I'll be here. But now I'll have to be running along. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Sarah Allgood.
Goodbye, Art.
And thanks again for a fine performance. Next Saturday, our star will be the charming young lady who's climbing so fast in pictures, Jane Powell. All persons and places in today's play were purely fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is entirely coincidental. Next week, new personalities and a new original radio play. So remember, the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same time, same station. Thank you.
Today's play was written especially for the Derry Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, by Barbara Owens, and was directed by Paul Pierce. Musical score by Del Castillo. This is Art Gilmore speaking for Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Derry Rich. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.